And we are back. You are listening to Davinson on the break. That was a medley of a comedian Brett Eidman, who's been on Saturday Night Live.
So nice.
That was Brett Eidman, who we were playing on the break. Before we went to break, we were doing Great Debates of Absurdity.
Mm-hmm.
And for the record, Unicorn trumps Leprechaun.
Mm-hmm.
Bastard.
St. Patrick's Day Parade trumps Puerto Rican Day Parade. Although it might have been an assist from the day, as the moderator said. A win's a win, though, as Joe said.
A win's a win. I'm a Mets fan, so I'm used to a win's a win.
Listen, I didn't expect to win any of them because of what the day was.
Yeah.
And the Puerto Rican Day Parade went a lot closer than I thought it was going to go, mostly because of Joe's efforts, which I appreciate. Yeah. All right, let's go visit Belinda, shall we?
Sure.
Oops, stupid. Oh, good at play.
Always and forever. Just like a dream.
When we last left Belinda, I had promised to send her $300.
Yes.
Although she failed the test. Because she would not admit that her and Mavis Mills were more than Facebook friends, even though we have the evidence.
She was fairly freaking out about it.
She was. She would not believe me. I'm like, well, why would I lie to you, stupid? Got no reason.
Why would fake Davin lie to you?
Well, yeah. I mean, but if you take the fake part of it aside, the fact that we know that she's a scammer, and the fact that we've been lying all along, there's no reason for me to lie.
No, besides all those things.
Exactly.
But if you're going along with everything that, you know, she thinks we're real, we think she's real, so everything is real, you know, why would you lie?
I wouldn't.
Yeah, you look at it. They think it's real, yeah.
So the last I left it with Belinda, and we all think, you guys all think I'm real, I don't know. Last I left it with Belinda, I told her I'll try to send her the money this evening. I have my daughter with me, so now I can't do it this way. So she thinks the money's good. We'll continue with September 3rd, 2015. She goes, I want to take it early so she can go to school tomorrow, meaning her daughter, Kasha. Remember, she went to school for Kasha. Thanks for everything. Do you think we can write comedy together? I go, have you ever written comedy? She goes, nope.
Sure she has.
Yeah.
Lots of it.
She's written some of the best comedy we've ever heard. I go, why the sudden interest in it now? Because, you know, we've been together all these months. We wrote porn.
Yeah.
We never wrote comedy.
No.
She goes, but I've watched a lot of shows, and they are really funny.
Oh, that makes you an expert.
Yes, according to her and every audience member and every person running a club and every booker.
Yeah. Yes.
They're teaching a class in town?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But with a plunger on their head. But I move on. This is for Joe and a few people. I go, do people tell you that you're funny? She goes, yeah, sometimes. I go, okay, so show me what you have, and I will try and help you edit it. It's hard to do this without ever hearing you do an act. Voice inflection is important, but I will help you if you wish. Now, in the past, our past comedy efforts have been racist jokes that she heard on TV.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
yes,
right.
Yes, yes. She goes, I want to help you. What to do? What I want to do. Okay. I go, help me write comedy? She goes, how was the first one I told you the other day? Was it good? That was a racist comment with the monkeys and the zoos.
Oh, my God.
I go, and you want to get paid for this or you just want to help? It's like, anything you say, but it'll be nice to get paid.
Of course.
I go, I see. I never thought of you helping me write comedy, to be honest. If I'm going to pay for it, I need a sample of your work. I think that's fair. Don't you?
Yeah, have them put together a five.
Gonna need to see a video.
See if you can put together five. Let me see five.
She goes, how did you find the first one I told you? I go, it's another comedian's joke. I can't use that. I only use original material. Shut up, Joe. She goes, oh, okay. I go, still think you can do it? She goes, of course. I go, you make it sound like you think it is easy.
Everybody does until they get up there.
Yeah.
And she goes, isn't it?
Oh,
even the fucking scammers think comedy is easy. I really would like to fly there and do the open hut night and have her go up there and watch her do five.
I'm willing to send you there.
I'm ready to pack my bags. I'm pissed.
I'm willing to send you there.
Bring plenty of money for gold.
And protection. You might want to travel some of those Bloods and Crips you were mocking earlier.
go, could I help you? You know, you got a spot in a show.
You have any references? Yeah. I did a spot in Nigeria. It's really good.
It's really good. I don't know if you know the guy.
Yeah. You have to bring at least two audience members.
Let me see if I can scam them.
Hey, welcome to the cafe. Yeah. I go, wow. She goes, I believe I can make your audience laugh with a smiley face. And right there.
Mwah. Thank you so much, because you have.
I go, and what exactly do you think my audience is? And then I go, I know you can make my audience laugh.
Believe me. Believe me. The white inside out, yeah, you've got a good track record.
She goes, a bunch of people who want to laugh. I go, it is much more involved than that. If it was so easy, everybody would do it. You know, like scamming. She goes, yeah, I know, but we'll try my best. I go, how come you would rather write comedy than porn? She goes, don't really know. I think comedy's much better. Comedy and porn, which one pays more? Now, this would seem to indicate what you guys have been saying that have been
which
sold.
Which does. Yeah. Comedy or porn.
They're both prostitute yourself, either way. Yeah. But this would seem to indicate the theory that I have been sold.
Oh, son.
Yeah.
You've been sold like a crochet pillow
on Etsy. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hold on, we missed
without that
analogy.
Simile,
yes.
Yeah, without the simile. But absolutely you've been sold. Yeah,
well, I'm still not convinced, but that certainly points to
it. I can't believe you're not. I really can't believe you're not. Especially, and not even starting, I mean, with everything
but
that we
could, this could also be somebody who originally dealt with me low those many months ago when they were Agnes. It could be, you know, because they know some things.
Yeah.
It could be they got somebody else back.
There's notes on you. But
if there's a Ghanaian Wikipedia page.
You know, but don't forget, you get access to you and notes, yeah. You know, but not the full backstory. I mean, there's just too much, Dad, there's just too much there that, you know, that is every leading indicator is that you've been sold.
Well, it's not Belinda. We know that.
So. Yes.
It's not the girl.
Your notes are written on a wall someplace.
Right. And I'm sorry. And it's not the husband either.
You don't think it's the husband?
Yeah, that son of a bitch hates you. He wanted to get rid of you. He does. He don't want to hear anything from you.
Yeah, he's
he didn't
want to
entertain
you.
Anything from you.
You're right. You know what? It might a couple. You know, maybe I did get sold. All right. It hurts. So she asks which one pays more. I go, is everything about money? I go, prostitution pays the best. She goes, it's not. I just want to know. I go, if you're as good as I was at porn writing, then porn pays better. That is the reason I did it in the first place. She goes, oh, okay. I go, knowing that, do you still wish to write comedy? Yeah, but it will be better if we write both. Or what do you think? Like, I don't know. I know you can write porn and bring out the best of me with that.
You really? It was pretty funny stuff.
She goes, I would need to see an example of your comedy writing. Even more helpful would be audio of you saying something you wrote.
Oh, you're smart. You know what? She doesn't realize that she's opened up a new genre, comedy porn.
No. I hope she does. Listen to the iHeart clips. You'll know she has.
She has started comedy porn.
I hope you got a tape. Doing five. welcome. How's everyone doing? And she's like, she takes the microphone. She's not handling the microphone. She just puts it down like all self-consciously. You ever see when people do that? Stuff like that. They don't know what they do. You ever seen people?
Yes.
They don't know how to. You can always tell a newbie. They don't take the microphone. They don't. They just put it down. You got to get that thing out of the way immediately. Why am I giving tips?
I was wondering.
Yeah.
Listen, on the last iHeart clips, you were giving Flurry tips on how to be a better scammer.
Very
helpful, Joe. Not to me, but to others, to scammers.
I'm just, as I'm going, like, what am I doing? Gives a shit.
I was learning. I was taking notes.
Is there anyone
Joe was
here?
Teaching class. Who am I to stop? Can't teach one on the island, but maybe in Ghana there's an opening.
Is there anyone here from out of town?
You look like anybody. Well, look, people, we have a celebrity. It's Morgan Freeman in the audience. Oh, there's Cuba Gooding Jr.
Sure, you're the money.
I go, I don't know. I know you can write porn and bring out the best of me with that. I would need to see an example of your comedy writing. Even more helpful would be audio of you saying something you wrote. You could just send me that in an MP3 form. From that, I would be able to see if we could make it work.
I'm with you, sister.
I'm an atheist. I'm sitting here praying.
Oh, God.
She goes, okay, I will try to do that.
Oh, great.
Everybody wants to be in an act. Everybody wants to be in the act.
I go, great. Do you still have my email address? She goes, but after you send the money, I will go to the cafe and use some to go to the cafe so we can video chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You got to learn the first rule of comedy. Nobody makes money.
All right. Eat a fly and be happy.
Yeah. Eat a fly.
So, chat. So I will tell you.
It's more than you got at that gig.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I would have loved a fly. Go to the cafe so we can video chat. So I will tell you there one-on-one. So that would seem to indicate that they still got access to the girl. That I may have been sold or maybe passed off to somebody else in the syndicate. Because if they're going to do that, unless they're just going to take the 300 and dash, mm-hmm. it would seem that there's still access. And remember, I'm now on her Facebook page.
Yeah.
So she's still involved somehow. They have right. access to her.
That right. girl might be that might be their girl, the go-to person they go when they do stuff like
right,
that.
Right, but I don't think I was sold out of syndicate.
That's true. Because that could be. If you do the video chat and it's her, yeah. you weren't sold out of syndicate.
Just see her thumbing through the notes. Now, where were we? It's been months.
Well, Lisa was saying, they probably got a file picture and a partial backstory. I could just see your dossier. Oh, yeah. You know, being
well,
I should sign it for
you. Know, think about it. We had the thing on our website with the scammers, all those scammers sitting there and stuff like that, and the laptops and stuff like that.
Oh, and the Davinson, yeah.
So you would think that would probably might be the case. Look at all of them there. That's like a syndicate. Maybe they passed one, or maybe you'll try it, or can I try it, work it this way? And out of that syndicate, if they want to do a video chat or whatever, they have the girl that they use come in, and regardless of whose scam it is, and they send her in.
Yeah, so, Lisa thinks you're still in the same syndicate.
Good. So, I ask if she still has my email address. She goes, but after you send the money, I write all that. And then she goes, nope, she doesn't have my email address.
Oh,
that's a problem.
That's poor.
I go, I see. She goes, is it a good idea? I go, you can just record audio with your phone.
Mm.
She goes, I can, but I need to go to the cafe to send it to you. I go, no, you don't. You can email it from your phone as an attachment. She goes, my phone can't do that.
Uh-huh.
I go, okay. I go, give me an example of your writing now. If I think it has potential, we will have you record it so I can better conceptualize how it would sound. She goes, okay, here goes. I go, okay. She goes, the people of a certain country wanted to honor their president by building him a statue. When he say the money involved in putting up the statue, they said, give me the money so I can go and stand there so you can give him the money. I go, okay. You need specifics. Jokes can't be vague. Also, comedians do not really tell jokes.
And also, they need a punchline.
It
can't be all set up.
Yeah, well, I try.
But most importantly, they should be funny.
I go, we tell personal stories and observations about the world around us in a funny way through our eyes. Try again. Now, all of a sudden, I'm educating her.
Oh,
but it's comedy, so I feel like I should.
Yes.
We're two idiots.
Listen, you need to understand what we do, stupid.
We've been doing this for 7 minutes already. We're giving tips on mic technique, how to write a joke.
We are very helpful on this
yeah,
show.
Yeah, yeah.
She goes, wow, this is harder than I thought.
No shit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, give me a couple minutes to organize my thoughts. I go, I told you, for some reason you think it's easy to do what I do. Kind of makes me sad, like you do not appreciate my talents. I go, let's try this. Tell me a funny anecdote from your married life. Everybody can relate to that. She goes, wait, let me organize my thoughts first. I go, take your time. Such a shame that all you see me as is a paycheck. She goes, that's not it. You know my situation. I need it badly. I go, I understand your situation. I also understand you. I also know you never loved me. It's fine. Just let's not pretend that you did.
Wow. Oh. Boy, you throw that right in out of nowhere.
Yeah. I certainly do. I'm hurt.
Yeah, it's like, while you're organizing your thoughts, I'm going to throw some bombs at you.
Like, yeah. She goes, why are you saying that? I did. I'm ready now. I go, because I might not know a lot of things, but I do know how to treat somebody you love. I was quickly discarded. Fine. Let's see what you have. She goes, there was a couple who had a maid. The man got the maid pregnant. When the woman found out this went on between the woman, honey, our maid is pregnant. Man, that's her problem. Woman, she says you are responsible. Man, that's my problem. Woman, why did you sleep with her? Man, that's your problem.
Oh, wow.
I go. Ugh.
Ugh.
These are jokes. Comedians do not tell jokes. Tell me a funny little story about you, Belinda, when you were married to your husband.
Oh, those aren't jokes either.
All right, he's being kind. That is real. That is what audiences want. She goes, wow.
Thanks, Starla. Little inside.
Yes. Yeah. Now I see her point.
Yeah.
Well, you never passed.
Neither did you.
No, I didn't. She was right. She goes, wow, then I think I'll need more time. I go, why? Was there never anything funny when you were married? She goes, I would have to think. I go, well, we'd not want you to do that.
Ouch.
I go, funny how the erotic flowed out of you, but the humor, not as quickly to leave your lips. She goes, not as easy I thought. I go, well, as has been the case from day one, you underestimate me.
Mm-hmm.
See, she could, the person that's running lines like, I will fuck you through the back, or put the white inside out. That's comedy.
Yeah. You wrote three notes, you wrote some gold.
You wrote gold. What happened?
I go, you can keep trying if you like. Maybe I'll help turn you into a comedian. Probably had a chance at the turning you into a wife. Had a better chance.
Oh.
She goes, I don't underestimate you. I just think I can do it. I don't want to be a comedian. Good. I go, maybe you can, but it takes hard work. She goes, I just want to help you write more. I go, why do you want to help me write more? She goes, I just want to help you get the money you're going to send me faster.
Oh,
you got it. Hey, I respect your candor.
Yeah. Do ya?
Hey, you know, that's what she wrote to you?
Yes.
I respect your candor.
Let's see if I respect it, Joe. I go, have you ever done anything for me out of the kindness that did not involve a payday for you?
Ooh.
I'm guessing I didn't respect it as much as you did, Joe.
Yeah, no.
She goes, I've done a lot, and you know it. You've done a lot, but you have no idea what you've done.
No idea.
I go, I'm not sure I do. Maybe I'm wrong. Perhaps I'm missing something, and you are an angel that was sent to help me. She goes, don't make it sound like that. You make it sound like I'm a bad person.
Oh, never go there.
I don't know if I mentioned it on the. I just the days are going by so quick. I don't know if I mentioned it on the clip that we did that I put up this we put up this week or we discussed last week. But it's like they're going shovel to shovel, you know, bullshitter to bullshitter.
I haven't listened to the new clips that you sent me over the weekend. I put the last week.
I might have made a comment on that because it's almost the same situation where you know it's like you know the cards are on the table. I mean they're bullshitting you. You're bullshitting them. You know, it's kind of honest because you threw. I think on the clips that are coming up, you threw an honest line out there.
Oh, I do that quite a bit.
You know, where you said, "Oh, would I do something that would make like be on a show or something like that?" You know, and it's like, you know, it's we were commenting on like a bit of honesty on that. So it's nice when there's a little bit of honesty in there that they're really showing their. Think about it. They're trying to scam you, all right, and they're very honest that they're looking for money.
Yeah, in a way.
That's kind of what you have to do when you want money as a scammer. You kind of have to be honest that you want it.
Not that blunt those several paragraphs ago, my friend.
Yeah.
Not that blunt.
I don't know. I don't know a scammer that didn't ask for money.
But not that blunt where they said, well, you know, it seems that all you want is my money. Yeah.
You made me sound like
that. And that's
person.
What I'm saying, that she said that, Dev.
All right.
You know, she didn't sweet talk it. She said it.
She goes, don't make it sound like I'm a bad person. I go, sometimes I think, like, I don't know you at all. It's so hard for me to judge. You've done bad things to me. She goes, don't let us bring up the past in this again.
Oh, boy.
I go, if we have no past together, then how could you ask somebody you just met for money?
Oh.
Which scammers do, by the way, within 24 hours.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
You know, oh, yeah, time is of the essence, yeah.
She goes, we have a past, but it's not too pleasant. I go, well, that unpleasant past has really hurt me and changed my life. It is really hard to get over something that leads to a divorce and a recurrence of my drinking issues.
Mm.
I wish I could just turn the page, but it's not that simple for me. She goes, I know, but we can work it out. We can work at it. I go, I'm not sure about that. I truly feel that I never meant that much to you. She goes, you meant a lot to me. Else I wouldn't have spent late nights talking to you and going to the cafe to see you. I go, that's not necessarily true. I think there's more to it than that. I wish what you said were the case, but I do not think it was. She goes, that is the case, and it's true. I go, I think I was an interesting paycheck. I think you like talking to me because I am not a boring guy. You like talking to me because I have interesting jobs and I make you laugh. I think at the end of the day, I was nothing more than a paycheck. It really hurts to come to that realization, but it's how I feel. And that was true.
Yeah.
Not only is it true, you also brought issues in there. Like what's been prevalent in this whole relationship, and which she was concerned about
at one point,
was your drinking.
It's back, baby.
Yeah,
it's
and
know,
on St. Patrick's Day it should be.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, it's appropriate
so,
now for once.
Here's the another reason why I feel you've been sold. your drinking was an issue and a concern of hers.
Yes.
It seems that it's
Although in the recent clips that I posted online, as Agnes, she thought my alcoholism was kind of funny. Always the compassion we would like, Joe.
Right.
But it's always been brought up as a lightning rod. And regardless if she, you know, made light of it or whatever, it's always been a lightning rod that was taken more seriously than it's been taken now in the past several paragraphs.
She goes, "You're wrong about that." I go, "I wish I was, but it's how you made me feel. I loved you with all of my heart. It is fine that it was not reciprocated. I just wish you would have been honest instead of me thinking that you and I were going to start a new family together." Mm. She goes, "We were, and we still could. I loved you back, and you know it." I just kind of said, "I don't."
Yeah.
I go, "I know I felt that you loved me at the time. Looking how it all played out, looking at why you reached out to me." She goes, "Okay, so where's your daughter now?"
Abrupt.
Wow.
I go, playing by my feet. She goes, "Okay, say hi to her for me." I got notes on the door.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. I go, "Okay, where's Kasha?" She goes, "She's playing outside." I go, "Very nice. Tell her I said hello." She goes, "Okay, give me a minute. She's happy to hear from you."
What?
I go, "Did she ever wonder why I disappeared? She asked of you some time back, and I told you you were a busy man." I go, "That makes me seem shitty."
Yeah, really.
She goes, you should feel that. Aren't you a busy man?" I go, "Yes, but my work was never more important than her or her mom. What a terrible message to send to a girl." Which makes me think that it's a guy that I'm talking to, of course.
Yes.
She goes, "It's not terrible. Just didn't know what to tell her." I go, "Tell her the truth." She goes, "She's too young to hear it. Maybe one day when you meet her, then you tell her yourself." I go, "Right now, I don't see me coming to Ghana anytime soon."
Nah.
A few months ago, my heart would have leapt at such a thought. Now we'll send Joe to do 5 minutes. She goes, "Okay." She goes, "Where does your wife live?" I go, "In the house where I used to live."
That's where they usually do.
She goes, "You gave it to her?" I go, "Gave is not the word."
Oh, no,
use.
It's not.
No.
More like lost.
Yes, Joey.
Joey.
I go, "Once you dumped me and I no longer had the reason or desire to fight her over it, I told you the money meant nothing to me. I was fighting her for you and Kasha." She goes, "That's thoughtful of you." I go, "Well, I loved you. It was just not enough for you."
That's thoughtful of you. You know, bringing home paper towels is thoughtful.
Okay.
Yeah. Lisa says, "Sending the money would soften the disappointment."
Yeah.
We can all get through this together.
Yeah. Yes.
Is Benjamin Franklin joining us?
Yes.
She goes, "It was enough. Why are you trying to make me feel like a bad person?" Because you are. Because I'm trying to make you feel like shit. Because scammers are shitty people.
There you go.
You're not a good person. That's why. I go, "No, it wasn't. Don't say that. You called. You called, said our relationship was not fruitful. I was a means to an end, nothing more. I am not telling you how you should feel. I am telling you what you said and how you acted. If you feel bad, then it's because I'm right."
Ooh.
She goes, "You're not right. I just made some bad decisions." I go, "If you love me, then what did you love about me?" She goes, "There was something about me."
Oh,
about
what?
You. She goes, "There was something about you. You made me feel good." It's getting dark. I have to go and take my bath. And also bath for Kasha.
God. Well, she was going to take the bait for a second. You look at you fishing for compliments. What
I
wish.
No, but if you were in a real relationship, then I loved your honesty, your sense of humor.
Tell me more about my eyes.
You were sensitive.
Yeah.
You know, when we had sexy time, there were things.
Yeah.
You know, the way you always get asked about my family.
Yeah.
There were things.
Of course.
I gotta use that around my house. Did you take out the trash? Did you make an appointment with the mediator? I got to go home and take my bath. I'm gonna go in the bedroom.
Well,
take my bath.
Stop you from that,
with
Joe.
Kasha. With Who Kasha. The hell's that?
And another cause of action.
It's a serial.
Yes.
We'll have two Joe's girls in there. She goes, "It's getting dark, and I have to go take my bath, and also bath for Kasha." I go, "Okay." She goes, "At what time will you be sending? So I can check it on it very early." I go, I plan on leaving in a while. Just waiting for my ex to pick up my daughter. So if I never sent you money, would you still want me in your life?" She goes, "You want the truth?"
Yeah.
I go, I always want the truth. She go, my life seems boring without you. That's the truth. I want you in my life. Which points back to what Joe has been saying for years doing this bit.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing...
Here's your opportunity to boast and say I had it exactly right.
But
yeah.
But the problem
and
is...
And I will.
All right. If you're in the syndicate, you probably have a reputation. It's not the same person, but you probably have a reputation in the syndicate as being very interesting.
I missed the fun time.
Maybe that's why they started up with you again. It's not the same person, but you do probably have a reputation in the syndicate of being interesting and something to bring. Because don't forget, all of the day they're going, oh, I'll send you the I love you. I love. Oh, please don't break. What will it take to be? And they're getting money and they're getting gifts. You're like, no. And you got the
scammers
money.
Scammers are scammed.
No, you've got them writing comedy. You got them writing porn. You got to do that. Nobody else is doing this with them.
I care.
Yeah,
I want the scammers to have a fruitful day, Joe.
Yeah, so
just without getting money.
So basically, when you looked at me and you said, "Well, you got your chance to gloat. Why aren't you taking it?" I really had to take a step back and just analyze one quick thing. Where, well, it's not the regular person that's been doing it. However, you're probably renowned in the syndicate.
At least I'm famous somewhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, I always want the truth. She goes, my life seems boring without you. That's the truth. I want you in my life. I go, then why, when you stopped loving me, did you no longer want to be friends? That hurt the most. Even now, unless I pay you money, you do not wish to talk with me. It sounds less like a friendship and more like prostitution.
Ow. Oh, God.
She goes, don't say that.
Yes, well,
so I don't have an answer.
Yeah, I told you somebody needs a bath. Gotta go bike.
Gotta go do the arms.
We're running. We shut down the computer. We're signing off.
We're doing the arms.
We're packing up the laptop. We're making a phone call to the boss.
You made me feel bad.
Yeah, I go. They do. They do, Joe. They actually, I go, you said if I do not give you money, then goodbye. She goes, have to go. I go, goodbye. She goes, that's not what I said. I said, if you won't help me, just tell me. See you soon. I go, if I don't send you $300, will you still be talking to me? She goes, why not? I go, I think if I said I will not just give you the money, then you would be gone forever. She goes, but I need it badly. That's not true. I'll still be here. Hope you keep your word. I go, it is why you dumped me. She goes, see you soon.
Can't get off of this conversation fast enough.
I go, bye. She goes, good night. Take care. I go, you too. End scene.
Wow.
What a difference. I mean, you definitely have been sold. Okay. Because basically,
I don't feel proud about that, Joe.
Well, I know, but it's not.
Walk it off, stupid.
Because like Belinda was more sincere and knew more of the backstory. Whoever the guy was had absolutely no patience and said, "Well, I'm leaving. All right, go beat it, scram.
Yeah,
tell your story, walking stupid. You know, but but right here, it's somebody new in the syndicate or somebody that wants to give it their shot."
Everybody wants a crack at me.
Yeah.
I'm like a sweet whore with the tight tang. Something a unicorn would like if I wasn't a whore.
I was going
but
there.
But the only thing, though, is that they haven't gotten a dime out of you. And what I was saying back when you were with the husband. And within
I don't think I like that at all, Joe.
That doesn't sound right. That he had no patience because they weren't getting. He wanted to get rid of you.
Yeah, but now I'm divorced. Now the divorce is over. And this one's gotten further than anyone has gotten before.
Yeah.
Saying, I'm going to send the money. None of the others got that far. I'm pretty much out of tricks here. Mm-hmm. You know, I know the clock is running. I didn't expect we were going to have this scene. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. It just seems that I guess we're going to I'll take it from the angle that you're divorced and now you've got money.
Yeah, because I told them I got money.
Yeah.
You know, not as much as I used to have, but still some money.
And they're like, okay, stupid might actually come through. Let's give this one more shot. You on the end. You have a crack at this because I don't have any more patience left.
Oh, the guy, yeah, I'll take it. And that's essentially what I would almost be positive what happened. Because like I said, the guy had no patience. And he probably said, well, he's got money now. Well, I, you know what? You want to take a shot at him? He's yours. All
right. Well, Lisa's a score. Davin 4, Syndicate 0.
Yeah, bitches. Yeah, bitches. Don't make me sound like a bad person.
And that's right.
All right. Let's quickly do some Scambusters, some Anjax, and drinking game.
Yes.
Do some Scambusters. Play the music going. And then Pip will explain the rules of the Anjax and drinking game.
Okay.
Because you have what they are. Do you not, dear?
I do.
Okay. So we shall wait. Scambusters! If there's something strange... As much of this as possible. Show just goes long. Oh, for Christ's sake. Not you. No,
like,
who's getting
screwed? I feel like we're your children.
So do I. We talked about that beforehand. No. All right, Pip.
I'm looking.
For fuck's sake.
They're in here someplace.
All right. I think Mr. I think Mr. Davin was a sip of beer.
Yes, I think Mr. Davin was a sip of beer.
For every Mr. Davin.
And then,
fucking
then
idiot.
Fucking mafia was a shot.
And fucking scammers.
And fucking,
fucking idiots.
Fucking idiot.
Was
a
pound. Yeah. All right, so write that down.
Okay.
All right, we got that?
All right, so.
Mr. Davin is a sip of beer.
Davin, a sip.
Fucking mafia is
Mafia is a shot. And
fucking
idiot.
Is pound your beer.
Pound your beer.
All right. We prefer that you play this tonight with Guinness and Irish whiskey.
There you go.
All right. So we go to March 25th, 2014. And remember, she last time we were together, she just ripped the United States apart.
Mm.
You know, so she explained why everybody hates America.
Yep.
Thanks, ISIS. So from March 25th, 2014. Now, I'm reviewing her comment because I'm going to respond. So this is from March 24th. She goes, nice comment on these fucking idiot people.
Oh, pound your beer.
This so-called brown cotton said, are we playing Mr. Davin? Mr. Davin?
No, this is
Let's not confuse it.
Okay. Brown cotton said that he's well-educated. I do hope you can do this to them, not me. I am fucking mad because of this scam. He is scared because he is coward, and he told me you were bad. Why not? Give a challenge to try, FBI. I am going to send many faxes to Interpol. I did call FBI, but I cannot reach them due to the time difference. I need to call them again in the midnight here. I'm waiting for the evidence from the victim who called us. You do not believe in me, because she is lying. She told me that I destroyed her. What is the evidence? She fell for Green. So Green is also using bad English? They inform me that I had funds. I work with them. You are a fucking liar.
Oh, we don't have a fucking liar in here.
No, we have a lot of fucking liars.
She called you a fucking liar?
She called me a fucking liar.
Wow.
If you presented all those facts to her?
No, facts. You can be bothered. It's a 24-hour news station, Joe. There's no place for facts here. They informed me that I had funds. I work with them. You are a fucking liar. Do not make me mad about this. You do not believe that they are Americans. So show me they are from Africa. I did show you the truth that they are in the UK, but you said they are from Africa. I really do not know how you judge them. You do not do the any further research. You have the honor, so why not send all the info to your government? That is the best way to get the answer. What is the truth? What is fake? You claim them as scammers? Tell them and do what you want. I am happy to know your comment their language is bad. Bad English. Wow. So I respond. So now I'm a liar? I never told you that what I believe about you, so don't assume you know. Of course Brown told you everybody is bad. Scammers isolate their victims in order to better control them. I have told you talk to other people about this, the local authorities, the bank, friends, family, etc. I go, he's not scared to talk to me. He's about money, and he knows I'm not going to send him money. He knows the chance of you sending more money is slim. It is a waste of his time. He's probably sucking another victim dry right now.
Mm-hmm.
Of course he told you he's well educated. Is he going to tell you he's a moron? Fucking moron.
I was trying to keep that a secret.
Hi, I'm a fucking moron.
He might be well educated, but not in the nuances of the English language and not on the ways of the FBI. He is well educated on how to run a scam. America and the UK are not the same. A lot of money laundering goes for the United Kingdom. Many members of African families move to the United Kingdom, and this is true.
Mm-hmm.
The UK has a very large and increasingly influential Muslim populace. For the final time, their English is typical of Africans. These people have all been reported as scammers in 2013. The phone number you gave me for Yorkshire Bank is a number associated with scams. By your own admission, some of the funds were sent to Africa. U.S. soldiers do not do not have time to help some Chinese woman get lost money and get gold. No member of the FBI would make threats that could be traced back to him. He would lose his job and possibly worse.
Right.
All the email addresses come from free domains. Not one .gov or not .mil in the lot of them. I checked on George Meekum of the CID with my contact at the Pentagon. He does not exist. Mm-hmm. As my contact said, he writes, quote, too crudely for a member of the CID.
Of course.
Your evidence that they are Americans, the people who have not delivered on any of their promises and who have threatened to kill me, tell me they're Americans. That is your evidence.
Yes.
I gave her a bitch slapping.
Let's see how she enjoyed that.
It's the same facts that you've been giving her. That's what astounds me. Everything you just said is it's like pretty much a recap.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I just don't comprehend why she's not getting it.
We'll continue. Mr. Davin!
Oh, sip your beer.
Why do I need to change my mind? You doubt that the official FBI and Interpol replied to me on the phone. I did call them in 2011 and 2012. You never take any action, but only write your comment. You are not the pro! You!
Hold it. You never took any action?
No.
Really? Really? You never took any action?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it, Joe. She is. She's an expert.
Am I nuts?
Let's
not get crazy.
But it's like that.
We don't have time.
In this situation, am I nuts?
No.
She hasn't taken action?
No, she's crazy.
She's an asshole.
Yes.
Glad the soda was out of the down
sorry.
The gullet.
Yeah.
No, it's okay to be funny. It's encouraged.
Wait.
Look, this rug ain't going to be long, I'm telling you.
Stupid spot shotting it out the stupid can.
Hold on, we didn't account for this part of the drinking game. Spit your beer.
Yeah, right.
She goes, this is the truth. I do not believe in your ability. Even you got the award. Do not make me insult you, because you are a fucking liar.
Oh, wow.
What is a fucking liar? Is that on there?
No, that's not on there. We have fucking mafia or fucking idiot.
Only fucking liars.
I know, it was so close.
Tell me the truth. I did show you the real documents, and the reply come from official people. And then the people who are in charge of my cases contact me by using their personal mail address.
No.
But the Hillary Clinton.
Nice. You know, she really helped scare me with that shit.
Yeah, it's like, see, the Secretary of State.
It's
got to
be .gov. No, not for Hillary. No. I'm talking to her right now. She says it's her.
Yeah. Big Hill. That's what I got.
Big Hill.
Big Hill.
She goes, you said they are scammers due to their bad English. Since FBI men are well-educated, how ironic. I really doubt your ability. Victim who called you cannot afford the truth. You cannot offer the truth either. Who is a scammer? You are a fake host of the radio show, and this is what I comment on you. Do not make me mad.
You are a fake host.
That's smart. Smart, a little bit.
Yeah, that hurts a little.
Some of it's been right. But really, that would have, it hurt my feelings. Yeah.
I say it's real.
That's not right. We got a good show.
Fuck her.
She goes, I do not stand by anyone. I am a person who tells the truth, and I did show you some payments of the receipts. That is also real evidence, and your theory is that they are from fucking Africa. You are a liar.
You're a liar.
By the way, there is nothing to do with me about money laundering. They are fucking idiot, these people, you and Melvin Santos, Eric Bohr.
Fucking idiot, pound your beer.
Oh, I'm sorry, fucking it, pound. Eric Bohr, Sarah Francois, IC3 Brown Cotton, David Moore, and U.S. soldiers Parker Green, James Miller, and this fucking bitch, Jennifer Green.
She said fucking bitch, Jennifer Green?
She's back to fucking bitch.
Fucking bitch, Jennifer Green. That's like a daughter to her.
Moms and daughters fight.
Yeah, I know. No, but he was right.
Daughter to her.
She continues. The conspiracy. After they know Jimmy Jones got killed, that's her friend. They inform me that there is funds left. I also got scammed by Pedro Simpson. Never trust the
Pedro Simpson.
Yeah, that's who got scammed.
That's OJ's little brother.
That's the first scam that she was a victim of. The first one. This is the reload scam we're covering right now.
Right.
That was what got her into this mess.
Right.
After I got the mail from FBI, IC3 Brown Cotton contacted me, and you said his English is bad. These people said they want to help me get the money back, and I need to pay for the fees for the funds transfer. Who is money launderer? What is money laundering? Who dealt with money laundering? You accuse me as a money launderer? I have no idea what you were talking about. They want to kill me and divert the funds. This is the truth, but you said it is scam. Show me the evidence.
Could you stop for a second? Have you ever said you would help her get money back? Maybe that's why she has been so against you and still blindly led by them.
I mean, she has been with me this is fair.
But she's like, help me get money. They're going to help her get money. They're going to hypothetically help her get money back. In her mind, if she wants vindication of getting money back, help her get money back. Help her get money back. That's all that's in her head.
But because she's desperate, like a lot of victims
are. Like I'm saying. So
that's the carrot.
She's not seeing the real thing because they're going to help her get money back. You're not going to help her get money back.
No.
You're just telling her. So in her eyes.
I've done nothing.
You've done nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
You know,
then she capitalized. Big bold here. Bigger font because this is important. It's not damn it all red.
It's a big bold font. Whoa,
quite large,
giant. I can read it across the table.
Gee whiz, the
we're
last
talking
time
about
I
my cock.
I just seen I seen writing that large. It said, "Where are the clips?"
You are a fucking liar. You do nothing. You call yourself pro? Prove to me.
You say these clips, but I never see them on time. I always see them at 10 o'clock on a Sunday night when they're promised on a Saturday afternoon to me.
Mr. Curry.
Mr. Curry.
Stop jacking it off and send me the clips to hanging out with this Joe's girl, this so-called friend. Is she really this so-called soon-to-be ex-wife? Show me the proof. Show me a real certificate.
You were trying to get rid of this so-called house and this so-called wife, but then you just send lies to me where my clips are.
You claim that that the so-called ex-wife-to-be wants your gold bars. Prove it to me.
Oh, yeah, the proven one.
I think you have no gold bars.
I won't. Not the way things are going.
She goes, you claim them as scammers. Prove the truth. Call the authorities. And then she goes in number order. The banks all are real. The bank lawyer is working at Yorkshire Bank PLC in London.
They're going to get her money. They're going to get her money.
Yep.
You never take any action. You do nothing. Call that idiot bank lawyer,
because
Horace Marie.
Because you're not going to give her money.
Right.
Number two, call FBI because they will erase all of the record. Why not? It is scandal from FBI. They got their own scandals. This ain't one of them. Three, the certificates are real. You are an asshole too.
Those certificates, those
the ones that were cut and pasted.
You mean the ones with the
the with the JPEGs?
Yeah.
With the JPEGs?
Yeah.
the pictures with the watermarks in them.
and here's the kicker. Here is the kicker. She is a self-proclaimed expert.
Yes, it's killing me. Killing me.
She doesn't
proclaim Pegasus doesn't make it true.
She doesn't know her ass from a hole in the ground.
No, she knows an asshole. She thinks she's talking to one.
Yes, yes.
And who would argue that?
No. Fucking asshole.
You've pointed out, but you know what? It goes back to what I just said.
Yeah.
He's not going to help her get money.
Right.
They are.
Right.
She goes, you are asshole too. You do not know how to judge the truth and fake. Number four, David Copper and Morris Mariba have phone number. Why not call them? Number five, they're all still hiding to collect any info from me, because they want to kill me. They are criminals. They want to divert the funds. Number six, why not ask CID to investigate James H. Miller, Parker D. Green? I gave you the whole names.
You did investigate them.
That fucking idiot. Is that on?
Oh, yes, that's Pound Your Beer.
Pound Your Beers. That fucking idiot, Melvin Santos, have those bank info. So why not fuck him up? I am mad because they cheat on my over $120,000. I have all the record and the truth about gold bars.
You know what's funny about Melvin Santos? That's like, I'd love to see his business card. It would probably be that fucking idiot. Because that's been like his title through this whole thing.
Well, sometimes he's a fucking idiot Dr. Melvin Santos.
Yeah.
Yes, in Damn It All Red.
Yes. About gold bars. That Miller is shameful. He came to me because I was a businesswoman who knows the international trade.
Ugh.
He got the gold bars in Afghanistan. Their certificate was sent by IC3 Brown Cotton, who said to me that you were bad. I will see who is bad. And now time for Damn It's All Red.
Gotta love Damn It All Red.
I was going to say, but Damn It All Red is funny in and of itself. Yeah.
You claim me as a criminal who is doing money laundering. Who is a scammer? Are you real? Are you fake? I really do not know how you can judge the truth. These people should go to the court because they destroy me. I paid lots of money and they cheated on me. Now it's my turn.
Wait a minute. She's talking
right
to
there,
you
saying,
are you real?
But
there's a lot of voices in that head.
There has to be because she just spent saying that all these guys were legit and this and the other thing. She just called them crooks and fake. Am I? Is it late or am I not getting this? Did she just call the people that said that she would? She just claimed the people that were real 3 minutes ago. Now she's claiming that they're fake now?
You're looking for cohesion.
Yeah.
But I'm not wrong here. I'm not wrong here.
No. I thought I missed a beat, too.
No, no.
She's calling the same people that she just lined up and said they're all real, wants to talk to them. They're faking their cracks.
This isn't something we heard last week, and maybe we're getting misconstrued. Jesus Christ, it was 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, but that was before the Damn It All Red.
I know.
Damn
It All Red changes all, yes.
I go. I never called you a money launderer. I said they did in the conversations you sent me. I asked why you would say that if you did not receive money. So now you've called me a liar and an asshole. Well, you have now lost the one person who was trying to help you. Congratulations! You are a nasty person who is too prideful to process what has happened to you.
Stupid.
Yeah.
I am done. I do not need your abuse.
Well, we do, actually.
We kind of enjoy it.
I do not need your abuse. I have spent too much time on this as it is. Good luck with everything.
Good day, sir.
Yeah, good luck with that.
So she goes, so-called Brown Cotton, you are a real imposter being shameful as IC3 man. You took money from me and the money from victim A.
Whoa, you didn't take any money at all.
She's talking about Brown Cotton. She sent this to Brown Cotton, and she sent it to me.
I understand. I got you.
You took the money from me and victim A. You deserve the real comment from this person, who is also from USA, hosting a radio show with award. Now we're getting the respect we deserve.
All of a sudden, it's not a fake radio show anymore. Yeah. Now it's a radio show with an award.
Thank you.
She's letting him know.
Thank you.
He comments on you. Your English is bad, and you are from Africa. Wow. like I'm talking out of school here.
I know.
You threatened me that I would beg you. You were a foolish man going to North Korea telling me that is near Japan. You wanted to bring me to the gold bars. You are a fucking idiot.
Oh, pound your beer. Fucking idiot.
FBI man.
Do you understand that she's calling us this, that? We're making a drinking game out of this.
That's why we're doing it.
Okay.
I understand how the concept came up. I came up with it.
Yeah, just say how funny I'm not. I'm just saying how. Yeah, right. Exactly.
His comment matches your real personality. Idiot, foolish, and you are a real imposter. Mr. Devin!
Oh, sip your beer.
Taking actions is more important than speaking words. Call FBI and report him. Thanks. Call CID and report James H. Miller and Parker D. Green. Shame on you. This is his comment. And then it's about me calling them the money laundering thing, which I've read a bunch of times before in the temper tantrum.
Yeah.
Mr. Devin! As a victim, to see the truth, Americans want to deal with things with profits, and this is why. Americans love deal with cases with profits, and this is the truth. You speak out comments, but you never offer the real evidence. Fucking lies.
Americans want to deal with things with profits, okay?
This is all us. These are all American real official scammers.
Now, the fees.
I've never asked for anything.
No, not that you've asked for, but the fees that they've been asking for, where is that money going?
Oh, I'm sure it's to get her.
I mean, to the
banks.
What countries is it going to?
Well, it's going to
Yorkshire Bank, right?
It's going to the United Kingdom.
Okay,
it's going to Africa, but these are Americans helping her. In her world, no money's actually been sent to America.
She's saying America, but no money's coming here.
Well, that's what these scammers do. They besmirch America. And that's why it spreads.
But if you're an American, none of the money's coming here.
Right.
And would you catch on to that?
No.
You're American. Why is the money going to the UK?
I pointed that out.
I understand that. But for her to sit there and say that,
it's shocking. She's usually a beacon of clear thought.
Yeah. And you know what? And I like the way you said, I've said that again and again again. Nothing against you, against her. Jeez. How much more does she need to hear? Yeah.
All right. Let's get through this. She goes, people say something and never take responsibility. I am waiting for the evidence that the victim who called us said. She is a fucking liar. She used me a couple times. Patty Shot Too, who we don't know who that is.
Patty Shot Too.
I don't know.
We don't know who Patty is.
I don't know.
But she's very mad at her last couple of episodes.
Sounded like there was a bunch of women in a gun range and said, who was out there? Well, Patty Shot Too.
Shake that one off.
It was so stupid, it was funny.
Well, the first part's true. She is idiot according to my observation. Most people do not know the truth. I do hope she can go for a real doctor.
You can't handle the truth.
And you're one of the most stupid.
Really?
She even does not know how to do the research. How about you? You never take actions, but fool me.
Fool you? You're a self-proclaimed expert.
She goes, because of Americans' mafia ways, this is why many countries hate America. Because you want to get the profits and dominate the world, but claim to keep peace mission. I never see the real justice around the world. Let USA create more enemies. Because those hunters also destroy IC3 and Interpol. I am happy to see that. Who is nasty? Who knows the truth? Miss Jackson, are you nasty?
Anyway. Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
Who's your daddy? Oh, sorry.
The anti-scam hunters do not know the truth about funds transfer. Do they really contact the authorities? Do they really know the funds transfers? Look into it by yourself. These people destroy my whole life. They are killing me. Both sides. That is the real nasty world. Do you want to help people? I do not see it. You are doing... you. This is her.
Her to you?
Yeah.
Do you want to help people? I don't see it.
Yeah. You are doing something unprofessional. This is American way. Brown Cotton took the money from the victims running away. He asked money from the victims due to the funds transfer. He is fucking idiots.
Oh, wow. Pound your beer.
You're doing something unprofessional. You are doing something professional. And she, as a self-proclaimed scam hunter and with a following, is so unprofessional and so delusional. And, you know, it just boggles the mind. And I feel bad for the people that are led by her who are not seeing this.
The hunters hunted him, and he is stupid enough because he want to show his idiot ability. He's IC3 man, but fucking idiot.
Oh, my God. Pound another beer.
Told you we'd get him fucked up. I do not see anything from you. Only your comment. What is the evidence? And again, we've gone over the evidence a million times. I did tell you these people are real mafias. They are fucking liars.
Nope. Nothing.
So are you. What did you do these 2 weeks? You asked the whole info from me.
What did you do these two weeks? You got clips from me? What did you do?
I know. This is he's getting it back.
But you never show the evidence and the truth. I see no trust from you. That is how I can judge you. Everything is over. I will not send any fucking mails to the people who pretend to know everything about scam. This scam kills me, and your people are killing me. And destroy a whole life. This is the truth, assholes! All of you!
Wait a second. Is that a review of the show, or is she still talking to you?
I think all of us.
Oh, all right.
By the way, I want to tell you my friend Jimmy Jones got killed by Pedro Simpson. And the Thai woman whose name is Jayanthi Moran. Miller traced her and got her to the high court. This woman is in jail for 100 years, charged with 106 counts. This is what I want to know from them. You never know my scam is real murder case. You are not pro.
Okay, I'm con. What is she talking about? All of a sudden she's laying this information on you? You're not a pro because you didn't find these things? What? Yeah,
but look what he did find. And these are facts that she should know. As a contemporary, if she's saying that she's a scam hunter or she's in a scam help group, she is a contemporary of his, okay?
Yeah.
And she does not know what she's doing. She does not do research. So, you know, she just boggles my mind.
For her to be saying to you, you don't know what you're talking about, the one thing, just like one thing that right away, okay, here's a piece of paper. It's a certificate. You sent it to me. And then somebody comes back and says, you know, yeah, but see the picture on it? That's fake. Here, I can even show you where it came from. And that makes no... And so she's still saying, the certificates are real. All it's real.
I think so.
Everything she said, you've refuted.
And the thing about it is, I think that's the issue that she has with him, because basically she is blindly holding on to this.
Yeah.
And the twofold things is not only you're not helping her get the money, you're refuting everything she's holding on to believe is true to keep her sanity.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get through this. I respond to her because we're running short on time. That's the only reason. I respond to her. I go, you are nasty because you call me an asshole and a liar and more. Name calling is what you do. Professionals get paid. How much are you paying me? Exactly.
Sounds like a phone call between you and me.
Exactly.
Ask the answer.
I go, never said I was a pro. Yes, these people helped destroy your life, but so did you. You sent the money to them. Nobody forced you. Take some responsibility instead of blaming everybody else. You wanted gold bars and thought you were going to get rich. That was your greed.
Yep.
These scammers took advantage of it. That is the truth. As far as what I cover on my show, I will cover it all, but a story needs to be built. I have already done much to help you, help your reputation, create sympathy for you, and raise the possibility that you might be a victim and not the fraud and thief many believe, and some believe, you are. You are ungrateful and petulant.
Mm-hmm.
How is Brown the idiot when it is you that sent him money?
Good point.
He ran you ragged, and now he has your money and is probably scamming somebody else. Now he ignores you and all the others that know he is a fraud. Seems pretty smart to me.
Yeah.
Not FBI smart. Scammer businessman smart. There's a difference. You and him and the rest of his syndicate are the only ones that believe he is an IC3. A bunch of liars and you. The rest of us are idiots, and only the great Anne can see the truth. I research plenty of things and share them with you, but you do not want to accept it. There is no helping you. Others have tried before me. Some fool will try after me. My people? I have no people. Trust me. I have no people, so I do not know what you are talking about. The truth is, nobody's trying to kill you. Why would we? How does an active U.S. soldier have time to try and find love, work on a gold bar deal, and track a killer, and take him to the high court as, I am guessing, a lawyer, and, oh yeah, be a soldier in the army? The answer is, he doesn't. But somehow, Miller does. Jayanthi Moran does not come up in a Google search. Surely such a high-profile murder case would make headlines.
You'd think.
Nor does a search of Pedro Simpson and Jimmy Jones' murder. Did you ever meet Jimmy Jones in person?
Wow.
And then we'll close it out with a response. I'm kind of taking her to the woodshed tonight, am I not?
No, yes. Oh, most certainly are.
Yes. She goes, this is the main reason that the authorities replied to me. This scam does kill my friend, who is real from Scotland. Joe, do you know this person?
No.
Okay.
Haven't seen him in the moors.
There's even a unicorn on his coat of arms. I will never get healed. I was looking for him for 6 months. Cybercrime is very dangerous. Do you think it is a joke? Usually no, but in this case, we're kind
of
having some fun with
it.
Yeah, kind of now.
I feel a little bad about it, but no, cybercrime's not a joke.
Not really.
But anyway. Do you think it's a joke? Do you think it is just scam? It is real crime. You are not pro, and you do not know how to help those victims who suffer from the pains and sadness. What is justice? Those fucking hunters let the real criminals commit crimes. You are fucking stupid. Shut up, you. These so-called hunters destroy me, because I did report real, heavy criminals to them, and they are doing arrest. Because of these idiot hunters, I will never help people. Those hunters do not help but let criminals go away. Assholes. This is why. Never contact me anymore. You are not helper, but ruin my real life. You are nasty. Not me, because I did try to save his life. He does not know how to deal with the gold bars. This is what I can help him. He protected me, because I was in real danger. Those real scammers, Pedro and Janthi, are real killers. You even do not know the truth, but talking nonsense. That is what I see through. I also see through one thing. That fucking bitch, who called our show and started all this, still wants Green. And this is why she sent message to you, to confirm. And she want to know if Green is real. Can you read people's minds? You are an asshole.
Did she just say that? Yes. Did she answer any of your questions?
No, Joe. That is truth. You spent time knowing nothing. You even do not know how to do the research. You do not know the real funds transfer. Who is greedy? I am not that kind of person. You do not know how to help people but talking nonsense. This is why I insult you. Fuck off.
Sincerely.
Pip and Joe. No.
Shut up, you.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was an internal email.
You never contact me. You are not worthy of getting awards. You lie to people. Do not make me mad to insult you as an asshole or an idiot person.
Wait, you've already done.
Yeah, exactly. I am a person who can see through things. All right, clairvoyant. I'm a person who can see through things. Americans do not admit their mistakes, but talk nonsense. Fuck off. And scene.
You here's the thing. She is so delusional.
Yes.
He asked her a bunch of questions.
Yes.
Was one question answered
in
that whole
diatribe? She couldn't even attempt.
If you don't have an answer for a question, when you're delusional, you have this agenda in your head, and you're not seeing reality, and you're just going this way. And when somebody asks you a bunch of questions, you just don't even pay attention to it, and just go on this path that you're in. You asked her what? 4 to 5 questions, none were answered in that whole response.
And we'll leave it there, because it's true. None were answered in that response. No. But we did find out I'm an asshole. But I, that's really not.
No, that's not. No, believe me, it's not from the This Just In department. All right. I'm not holding the presses.
Wait. But
make it quick. We got to go.
But This Just In, we have 6 fucking idiots. That meant there were 6 beers pounded and 3 sips for Mr. Davins. No. Whoever was actually playing and played religiously is fucked up.
You're welcome. All right. Let's thank some people. Family Martial Arts is great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more at 845-469-1716 or check them out at FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com. FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Gencarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. Don't forget to ask them about their next comedy show.
Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premise for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. Mm-hmm. They offer some unique deli specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy. Or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagel and Kosher Style Deli is great for you when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Please visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of Davin's Den, you get 10% off.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to your dietary needs, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday and on Sunday. Portobello features sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday night, Portobello features live entertainment at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event as Sweet 16s, weddings, office parties, or anything that you have to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion but a memory. Portobello Banquets is also known for their special events like Bobby Valley Brothers Show on March 27th, which is a tribute to his brother Frankie Valley. Portobello Banquets also hosts popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by side-spinning productions of Davin's Den, experience that all Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonewjersey.com. That is PORTOBELLONJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Size Putting Productions. Go to sizeputtingproductions.com. You need a comedian, murder mystery, a party performer, a face painter, balloon animal artist. That's what you need. SizeSplittingProductions.com. Call us 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Joe, very quickly, where are you going to be this week?
I will be at Uncle Vinny's tomorrow night, 520 Arnold Avenue down in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. 1-877-UNCLE-VIN for reservations. And I will be at the Tuscan House in Toms River on Thursday. Check out my Facebook page for info on that.
Size Splitting Productions presents a live comedy on Thursday, March 19th in Newburgh, New York at the River Grill. Always packed there. Starring Ronnie Wilkerson, Jim Gallagher, and John Consoli. For tickets, call 845-561-9444. 845-561-9444. I'll be there, so make sure you come out and say hello. And Saturday, I'll be in Fishkill, New York at the Fishkill Bowl. For tickets, call 845-896-7830. Guys, this has been a good time. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening. And Trucker Tom's mom, get well soon.
Yes, please.
See you next Tuesday.